Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Eli Pippin, here to preview the Southeast Wind Symphony's upcoming concert, The Road is Life, the music of James David. Eli, go ahead and introduce yourself, if you don't mind.
Hi, my name is Elijah Pippin. I am a music education major here at SEMO. I play the French horn, piano, and I sing.
Ah, wow. And it's from my understanding that you're in the upcoming Wind Symphony performance, correct?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Could you tell me a little bit about that performance? What's been going into it so far?
Lots of blood, sweat, and tears. So I know everyone's been working really hard to put everything together because we got a lot of different styles. For example, one of the pieces we're playing, La Chancla, has a lot of jazz kind of styling. Mm-hmm. So for some of our more hoity-toity members that haven't played in a jazz band before, it's a big struggle to get all the style correct. Other pieces that we're more comfortable with just have a lot of range in general and are just technically challenging. So mm-hmm. lots of work.
Wonderful. I know it'll be incredible once we go see it. So what's it like been preparing? What are you playing in this piece specifically? Are you playing all of these things?
Mm-hmm.
All of your instrumentations?
Oh, yeah. I'm just playing the French horn for this one. Mm-hmm. Anytime you prepare for a concert like this, it's lots and lots of fundamentals and making sure those are all clear. But the biggest fight has been tuning and making sure that my style matches, because I can play it one way, but I have to make sure I'm matching our principal player, Dylan mm-hmm. Day, because if I'm not doing what she's doing, I'm wrong.
Right.
And so it's a lot of that kind of stuff, sectional work. And then, of course, the more technical side of things, making sure all my notes and rhythms are correct and the mm-hmm. range is fine.
Wonderful. I know the Wind Symphony is our premier wind ensemble here. Is it a bit of an honor to be part of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful working with a bunch mm-hmm. of people that work as hard as I do. It's by far the best ensemble that I've ever been in, and I've gotten the best results. And it's also a joy to watch Dr. Daughter's work and to be able to see the way that he gets the band to play the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So 100% it is.
I would love to hear a little bit about the rehearsal process and kind of what your standards look like. Are most people prepared when they go in, or is it a lot of learning in the classroom?
If there's learning in the classroom, people might not survive to see the next rehearsal. So
okay.
For the most part, it's people come in prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And this concert has been fantastic. I think everyone's really come in. They had their stuff ready to go. I can't think of anything that was, nobody got sent to a practice room, nothing like that. So really a lot of the rehearsal time is spent working on style, which is where a rehearsal should be spent, making mm-hmm. music, and then making sure that tuning and individual chords sound the way that they should, and then mm-hmm. the balance between all your instruments and melody, harmony, all that kind of stuff is working together.
Would you say it's difficult to balance such a demanding ensemble on top of the music education program? I've had other music ed people in here, and it can be demanding.
Absolutely. It's a lot, especially just because, sadly, Wind Symphony, despite the expectations being so high, cannot always be the top of my priority list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a recital that I had to perform this weekend, so that's kind of been front and center.
Congrats.
And so now, thank you. So now it gets really hard to be able to put the work into this music that it deserves. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm really proud of anyone in this ensemble that's just getting it to where it's at on only a handful of rehearsals, all things considered.
Mm-hmm. I don't have any more hardball questions for you, but I do like to open up the floor to my guests if there's anything you'd like to note about this rehearsal experience, about your major, or anything you might want other listeners to know.
I think the one thing I'll do is the shameless plug of one of the pieces that we're performing, My Lyre Within the Sky.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It was premiered at Carnegie Hall this previous summer with another ensemble that Dr. Daughters runs, the Cincinnati Wind Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about essentially grief and loss and how even when people pass away, they're watching over us. It was commissioned by a man who had lost, I believe, his brother to suicide, and possibly, I know that his mother passed away shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember exactly the circumstances behind that, but a man that had just been through a lot, and this piece is for him and for his brother. And so if you want to hear some really cool music, you should 100% show up. We'd love to have you there.
I love that. Seeing those kind of very, very touching pieces is really important here.
Yeah.
That's all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Sure.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.